A refugee resettlement agency in Eau Claire has found homes for 24 people fleeing war in the Democratic Republic of Congo, but it didn't happen without controversy. Rich Kramer reports the initiative sparked local protest and responses from Republican lawmakers. Other community members have worked to welcome the new arrivals.
Inside a nondescript office building near downtown Eau Claire, seven residents are learning how they might be able to help 75 refugees escaping war and persecution adjust to life in Wisconsin.
These people have fled their homes and suffered unimaginable loss.
Local resident Jody Jewell is leading the volunteer training for nonprofit resettlement agency World Relief.
They've had to leave behind careers, cultural norms, homes, family members. However, their past difficulties are not what define them. They are some of the most resilient, driven, and joy-filled people that you'll ever meet.
The volunteers could pick new arrivals up at the airport, help get apartments ready for families who have likely lived in refugee camps for years, or be a friendship partner, helping individuals get acquainted with the city and connected with local resources. They must be ready to help on short notice. Jewel says that's the nature of resettlement. More than 16,000 refugees have come to Wisconsin since 2001. Some past resettlement plans have faced backlash from local citizens. It happened in Eau Claire last fall. There was a protest, claims that World Relief and the city's manager kept the resettlement secret for months, and a local activist crowdfunded a billboard falsely claiming World Relief was using tax dollars to traffic Somalis to the city. Barron City Council member Isak Mohammed is a refugee from Somalia who moved to Wisconsin in 2013. He fled the ongoing civil war in his home country and spent 3 years living in a refugee camp before coming to the U.S.
You may say that, oh, this is my place, this is my county, this is my area. But I would say no. You only came before me and I came after you. That doesn't give you more rights than me, but we are all Americans at the end of the day and we all deserve respect.
The situation in Eau Claire spawned Republican legislation at the state and federal level. A state GOP bill would have required notifications of every elected official within a 100-mile radius of a resettlement plan. World Relief Vice President of Advocacy Matthew Sorens says they've followed the same process that's existed since Congress passed the Refugee Act of 1980. He said the bill would have only made more work for local governments and would serve no purpose.
Except for to maybe make refugees feel bad as they're arriving in a community, because they've been singled out as this unique population that needs to have this level of thousands of meetings, potentially, that is not required for transplants from other states or from other lawful immigrants who are arriving in the community.
The bill was vetoed by Democratic Governor Tony Evers. Wook-Soo Kim is a professor at the University of Buffalo School of Social Work in New York, who co-founded the school's Immigrant and Refugee Research Institute. She says opposition to resettlements can come from a lot of places, like racism, bias, and fear of the unknown. She says constant communications with local communities is key to acceptance, and it can take years or even generations.
It's all about making it real for people and showing them firsthand experience with individuals. Sometimes, you know, we have to start from the early childhood education to make the kids feel more comfortable with the differences.
Prospective World Relief volunteer Felicia Deering of Eau Claire says she thinks opposition to the refugees came from a place of fear or anger based on a lack of information. Deering says she feels called to help the new arrivals because of her Christian faith.
To my fellow Christians, if you are having those thoughts, just remember that Christ did everything in love and that he did call us to take care of the widows, the orphans, the refugees.
The opposition to Eau Claire's refugee resettlement plan has quieted and the billboards have come down. World Relief is currently waiting on word from the federal government on when the remaining 51 individuals will arrive in Wisconsin. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.